is the coolest town. I've been so welcomed here. The Chamber, Visit South Idaho, you, all the hotels, hotel management, all these people that I go to and I approach, my RV parks, everybody has just been so open and so generous and so welcoming.
Next tour we I need to do
you
this.
You should do the wine tour. And so,
we'll do the wine tour.
It's so funny. So
you're like the DD driver, essentially.
Okay, I was just going to say, so some of my people, they're like, you just have a glass with us.
Yeah, you're like,
I'm
no.
Like, I'm the driver. You
I'm
know?
The driver.
It's just one. Yeah. Just one. I'm like, no. So I never get to drink the, of course I don't drink the wine with them, but it's just hilarious because people are drinking.
They all want you to be part of the
totally part of
party
it.
Itself.
He got out and he had a safari hat on. The truck was covered in mud. Everyone was dirty. He was having
You're
a good
like,
time.
You're like, what happened here?
And he was getting money and all the people were like, that was great. And I just sitting there in my black and whites and I took one look at that scenario and I said, that's what I want to do right there. And and this, the cool part about what I do here in Idaho is everyone's not showing up on my truck with a hangover. I used to pick them up straight out of the casino for like a 14-hour day at Grand Canyon in 110-degree weather. Number one, I get to go on vacation with everybody every single day.
Yes.
So more questions because everybody thinks we just have potatoes here. But yeah. So we go in the warehouse district. We go through the old churches. Not through them, but this is a driving portion.
Okay. Well, we got to actually go into some of these churches.
Yeah.
And it's a whole different perspective inside of them as well, too, with the glass stained windows or so forth. It's like, what?
Which ones did you go in? So this company, Big Green Adventure Tours, opened 3 weeks before COVID hit.
Yeah, I remember.
In answer to your question, I pick up at every single hotel. Locally, I think we've got 17. So I pick up at the hotels. I am door-to-door.
Yeah.
I bring the whole Vegas style here to be super easy. I always say, just get your shoes on and let's go.
The adventure?
I'm the land girl.
And then Paul is like
the water guy. He's
itself.
Aquaman,
yeah.
So the motto of my company is don't just see it. And the back of my shirt says tour it.
Yes, there you go. I guess
number one comment is we never knew. They said you can't see.
Nice. So maybe you can kind of tell us how you got this idea of starting this company, you know?
Sure.
What I mean, where did this, you know, like, you used to do stuff, what kind of led you to move to like Twin Falls, you know, to start a whole new adventure, I guess.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, how did that happen?
Tell us. So this company was actually created in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And I didn't have a name for the company yet. And I worked on this company for 9 years.
Yeah.
And so I was putting it together in Las Vegas. And what was happening was I was just finding out, like, the more that the more I got into, like, the expenses of it, logistics, all of that, it was becoming extremely expensive to open with marketing because there's so many companies in Las Vegas and there's a lot of competition. And so in the end, we just decided that it was just too expensive. I didn't want to spend that much money on a brand new company with so much competition in Las Vegas, tour capital of the world. So I just kind of shelved it. And then fast forward about 6 years ago, my oldest son and his wife moved here and they have two little kids. So my little grandkids were really young at that time, maybe like 1.5 and 4. Mm-hmm. And I thought I would be okay traveling up the highway every couple months to see them. And I didn't make it. I lasted 5 weeks without them.
Yes.
So I packed everything I owned and left Vegas after 18 years and came here.
Wow. You just decided to take the leap and then here you are, huh?
And here I am. So I didn't open this company right when I came here. It was actually my son that said, you know, we don't have anything like this here. You should do your company here. Mm-hmm. And I was working in retail and then there's factories here. It's not my deal. I'm straight out of the city.
Yes.
And so I couldn't find anything that I liked. So I started working on the company.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Well, I think definitely Twin Falls needed something like this because, you know, you see people coming in and they just, they'll typically, you know, hit up Shoshone Falls. They're just going to see it. But I feel like if they go with you, they get a whole different experience.
So the motto of my company is don't just see it. And the back of my shirt says tour it.
Yes. There you go. That's a good slogan itself.
Yeah.
How does somebody like book a tour with you or so forth?
So we have a website. Mm-hmm. So we're www.biggreenadventuretours.com.
Yes.
We have a really, really pretty website and very easy to use. Mm-hmm. I just updated it, even I think just last week, to make it really simple, real clean cut, and they can go on the website. And if you're interested in whichever tour, you'll see our six small group tours. 5 half-day, and then the full day goes to Craters of the Moon. That is like, it's one of my favorites because I like the national monuments and preserves,
gotcha.
You know, that kind of thing.
What are some things that you kind of hear people say on the tour itself? Like, is there anything that you hear them always kind of saying over and over again about just Southern Idaho itself?
Yes.
What are some comments, I guess?
Number one comment is, we never knew.
We never knew, huh?
We never knew. They said, you can't see any of this from the highway driving by. And then all of a sudden, I'll take them out to like Box Canyon, which of course you can't even see it until you just are right up on it.
Mm-hmm.
Malad Gorge, same thing. You yes. fly by the highway and they're like, we just drove here. We never saw it. And I go, that's why I do tours, so you can see it. But yes. it's like the number one thing. It's a little secret. Idaho is like a big little secret, like how cool it is here. So.
Yes.
Hickman Valley is outrageous, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, all of those, the springs and so forth.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things to see out there, too. I do a scenic tour out there, a 4-hour scenic tour that hits a lot of spots that people just would never go to.
Yes. Yes. And again, I feel like, you know, there's so much research that is probably necessary to fully like see everything and do everything. This is why somebody essentially would be paying you, because like
yes.
this is what you're thinking about. Like, how can I, you know, how can you basically essentially almost kind of like bundling the whole experience of Southern Idaho in the tours itself. And then you're like, let me show you this. Let me show you that.
Yep.
Very, very nice and packaged. Out of all the tours, do you have a favorite? So you have the favorite one, as you said, this, Curse of the Moon is your favorite.
So I love all the tours.
All of them are equal.
They're all different. And I love all the mm-hmm. tours because the people that are on them enjoy those tours. They selected them,
yes.
you know, because that was their interest.
Mm-hmm.
But, the full day tour to Craters of the Moon is, it's one of my favorites because I'm a hiker. So,
yeah.
you know, and I don't get the impression that if you take this tour, we're going to be doing a lot of hiking. But we do go up one of the volcanoes if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to kind of move around and just really feel it. And we spend, that tour is about a 7.5-hour tour.
Yeah.
So we spend maybe 2.5 to 3 hours in the park. That one comes with lunch. So we're actually sitting in the park, just the whole thing. We're just experiencing it all.
Nice.
Yeah.
How many days do you think is a good number to spend in Southern Idaho itself?
Here?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Now with all the things that we have to do.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like 5 days.
5 days.
Yeah.
So you're like if you're visiting Southern Idaho itself, you need like at least good, I feel like anywhere you kind of go these
yeah.
days, even like Zion or so forth, yeah. I want to be there at least 5 days.
You need to be there.
To go ahead and fully, you know, experience all of that it kind of has to offer
yeah.
itself. And I think with you, then you're basically just like, okay, we're doing this today. We're doing this today. And then they can book multiple tours,
yes.
Not just one tour itself. It could be like, we're doing tour one, tour two, tour three, tour four.
And they do.
Well, nice.
They
Look
book,
at that.
They'll book up to, well, I have 6 tours for the small groups. And mm-hmm. We actually have a special right now. So our city tour is our most popular tour.
Yes.
And most people buy that tour first.
Mm-hmm.
And then the offer would be on their second tour. They get a 10% discount. Third tour, 15% discount. And 4 to 6 tours is a 20% discount
wow.
per person.
Wow,
yeah.
Look at that. So the city tour, is that for just primarily Twin Falls or,
yeah.
you know, Jerome? Or are you just primarily focusing on Twin Falls? Because that's where most of most people are typically visiting Twin Falls, I would say.
So that was the very first tour that I designed.
Mm-hmm.
And in my mind, knowing customers like I do, coming from Las Vegas, people, they want to know about the city that they're spending time in, especially an historic mm-hmm. town like this one.
Yes.
And so the city tour is just Twin Falls. So we do Main Avenue
mm-hmm.
as slow as we can. The morning tour is best because we can go real slow. In the afternoon, we have to go a little faster because there's traffic and, you know, that kind of stuff. So we do the whole main avenue so we can show the shops here.
Oh, okay. That, so you're kind of almost giving like a downtown tour and stuff like that. I think that would be great too. Plus, it also benefits businesses as well too, because then they can be like, you're like showing them like, oh, this used to be this. Now you can get a beer there or like, it's like exactly Kodo or something like that.
Exactly what we do. And so we just, I pick out a couple of them or if they ask, because we do kind of get down the street because it's a short distance. And I'll just pick out a few of the businesses. But the whole gist of that is to say, okay, so this tour is over at noon or it's over at five or whatever, if they're doing morning or afternoon. And this is a place that you'd want to come back and check out for dinner. They have all this different food. Go see a show at the Orpheum, which I'll get into that in a little bit. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I did my first show there. But
did a show?
I mean, I went to. No,
I was like, you did a show?
Well, I am from Las Vegas. I did not. I went to my first show there, but
no. Which one was it? Was it the couples thing, or there's like a which one did you see?
So the very first one I saw was Bridges of Madison County. It was so good.
I don't know. I've not seen that one.
So you have to see the movie.
Okay.
And it's an old Clint Eastwood movie, but it's so good, very romantic, and so I saw that and I thought, this is great, and so then I ended up seeing, I took my family a week or so ago and we saw Matilda with my grandkids, and it was so fun. So
it's you see old photos of it as well too.
It's original. I mean, I talked to the owners down there and they said, aside from maybe a couple different colors of paint on the inside, like something used to be gold and now it's silver, what have you, and the fact that they put these new big comfy chairs in instead of like the old wooden school chairs. Oh my gosh, people must have been a lot smaller back then because they look so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But aside from that, everything's still original there. So
I did a TEDx talk over there. I don't know if you ever seen like TED Talks. They had that here in Twin Falls. And Orpheum is great because they offer all kinds of stuff like that. They'll put on all kinds of cool events.
Yeah.
And I think just kind of like, showing what, like, for example, like Kodo, what it used to be, things like that. And then getting a beer while you're telling the history or so forth is just a great way to kind of experience the town itself.
So more on the city tour. So we just do like the Main Street area. Well, we don't just do the Main Street. We actually go down into the Warehouse District and just really connect the agricultural aspect of this area. It's always been why this place exists. It wasn't a gold mining town that sprung up like a lot of people would think. It's actually a master planned community. Had East Coast investors. I.B. Perrine had this incredible vision. He was probably one of the most interesting people I personally have ever studied. I had no idea when I started working on this tour, and to this day I study. Right now I'm into studying agriculture, so I can even answer more questions because everybody thinks we just have potatoes here. But
yeah.
So we go in the Warehouse District. We go through the old churches, not through them, but this is a driving portion.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah. Even some of these churches, like by the park itself, there's so many of them.
It's totally part of the tour.
Oh, nice.
They all have history, and there's a reason that they were all around the park.
Yes. Yes. So. Russ, who's a historian, he was kind of telling me some stuff about him as well. We got to actually go into some of these churches, and it's a whole different perspective inside of them as well too, with the glass stained windows or so forth. It's like, what?
Which ones did you go in?
I've
only been in two, I think.
The one by the park, right across First Federal, there's that church right there.
The Methodist Church?
The Methodist Church,
yeah. That one's phenomenal.
Yeah, the inside is so amazing. It's like, wow.
So that church was originally built in 1911, but on the outside it's stamped 1916, and that's actually when they did the Goth facade, so it looks like a Gothic style. Each one of those churches is built in a different architectural style on purpose. And that one, if I remember correctly, so there's two of them in town that have domes, like the dome ceilings. It's that one in the Presbyterian Church.
Oh, okay.
That one was built in 1916, if I'm not mistaken. But that Methodist church, it seats over 1,000 people.
Yeah, it's I went in there.
You wouldn't know that from looking outside.
No, I did not. I was like, I went in there. I was like, this is a whole different experience in here. And the way the light hits the glass, it's like it's really cool. Had no idea. I was helping with the historic preservation people. Get some footage of these places and things like that too. So yeah, it's really cool. So you definitely do the city tour. So you will give everybody kind of like a little bit of history and stuff like that.
As much or as little as they want.
Yes. And then you also do, you know, like the Jerky's Lake. So you'll help out, you know, like you'll show them around Shoshone Falls. Is that a very, I always see you out there, you know.
At Jerky's Lake.
At Shoshone Falls or at Jerky's Lake with some kind of customer itself. So I was like, there's Gabrielle right there.
All the time. So part of the city tour includes Shoshone Falls. So that one actually includes a lot more than just that. But of course, that's our big attraction here as far as the, you know, one of our biggest attractions is the waterfall. So that I made two tours for that one. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Sometimes people can't hike or they don't like it or they just aren't able to. So I wanted to give people an option, take two options to see Shoshone,
yes.
A real natural way to see it. And that would be doing the hike out there. Hiking's my thing. I hike out there. I'm going to hike out there today after this.
It's a great hike.
Time. Yeah.
It's a really nice, peaceful hike.
It's so peaceful.
You see climbers out there as well sometimes.
Lots of rock climbers right now.
Yeah, they're all kind of, it's like weather's getting better. Mm-hmm. And I feel like even for you, business should be probably ramping up right now because, you know, we got better weather, you know, coming around the corner itself.
Yep.
I guess what are you most kind of excited about, you know, winter when things kind of slow down and then spring and summer is like when things are ramping up and everybody's like, I need a tour.
Yes, I need a tour. So, of course, winter's slower, but I will tell you that I did my last tour this year on December 20th. So
I'm actually
open all year long.
So you're open 24, not 24/7.
Except for Christmas.
Except for Christmas itself. How far do typically people kind of book out? What's a good number
So they were booking for this summer last fall.
Oh, okay.
So they're only allowed to book out 1 year in advance.
Okay.
That's, you know, I have it set up like that because after a year, things can come up, even less time than that, even 6 months, things can come up and people might have to cancel or change plans. And it's been nutty with the airlines and everything that they book out.
Okay. Yeah. Here's a good question. Has COVID, has COVID?
You had to go there.
We were going to bring COVID in this. Has COVID improved the business? Because like, I feel like everybody would want to be kind of like, everybody seems like they all became like hikers and so forth.
The nation.
Yeah, it changed the nation. And a lot of people say business has been going up because people are looking to do things outdoors and stuff like that, where there's like open space and things like that.
So this company, Big Green Adventure Tours, opened 3 weeks before COVID hit.
Yeah, I remember.
You
originally came and you were telling us this whole thing. And then I was like, cool,
visitor center. Yes. And I'm like, we're going to do this and that. And we did. But so 3 weeks after all that, and I had bought a vehicle, I had taken out money, and I'm like, all right, let's make this money back. Let's get going.
Yes.
And then everything shut down. And I'm like, my gosh. So I couldn't. So that part affected me, except for all I did with all my time. I actually did tours during COVID. I would just take, one family and whatever they felt. I didn't book groups of people. People still called and they still came because in the beginning, people didn't really know what was going on. And they're like, so it was slow and I was brand new. People didn't even know we had a tour company. So that kind of factored in. And then the second year, which would be like last year. So we're going into our third actual tour season this year.
Yeah.
Last year, everyone was so sick of just staying inside. And people know out here in Idaho that we're very, we didn't have a lot of restrictions with regard to masks and stuff. And so people came here and they just were so pleased. And so we went on tour last year. And yes, so in answer to your question, people were just champing to get out.
Yeah.
The cool part is people hike now and they camp and they have seen the great outdoors on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think that will change. I don't think that will change. I think they've actually brought a whole generation that they homeschooled in their motorhomes into the outdoors.
Yes.
And so.
Yeah, you're like, good.
Good.
So again, what's the website where people book these tours on?
My website?
Yeah.
BigGreenAdventureTours.com.
So they can just go to that website. Mm-hmm. They can also Google Big Green Adventures.
I'm on Facebook, so you can link through Facebook as well.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And are you on Instagram?
I am. I just opened Instagram. So my marketing frontier this year, I do a lot of the stuff myself.
Oh, yeah. I feel like you have to because you're essentially kind of like a one-man band with doing everything. You're marketing, you're doing tours, you're driving, you're doing everything.
I do it all. I have my little tablet with me. And so in between tours, if people are booking and stuff, I can just book them like that. I would like to have somebody helping me, but it's going so crazy right now. Like now I don't think there's like flights coming in like they were. And so, I mean, I even had a customer just yesterday, I think, and they had changed her flight coming to Twin. So everything's still all up in the air. And so for me to bring someone on, I'm supposed to be bringing somebody on in June. And I'm hoping that there's, you know, enough business to do that. I don't want to do it all by myself, but I did have to cross the Rubicon this year and do Facebooking and Instagram, and I am not a social media person, so
I'm
learning. So if you've seen my Instagram, just bear with me.
Yeah, bear with me itself.
Tag me.
Nice. We'll tag you. Here's another question. Is there any interesting stories that you hear when people kind of come from these other, you know, like states or so forth? Like what is any kind of story pop in your mind that you're like, oh, okay, that's cool. Or like,
coming from other states, I have a million tour stories.
I
have a million tour stories. Well, most of them are about my tours. So I want to make sure, cause my tourists will see this. And so I'm just going to preface everything I say from this moment forward. I love them all.
Yes.
I love them all. They make me smile. They make me laugh. They don't really bring me stories from where they're from that I would remember like that. It's the things that they do when they're on my tours.
Oh, okay. You're like,
So I'll have to sit while we're talking here and think. I mean, I've got a million movies in my mind, but I don't, if I say some of them, the people will know who they are.
Yeah, that's how I kind of sometimes I'm like, if I tell this story, that person knows it's going to be about them or so forth. It's hilarious.
And I tell them, if you do something on tour, that's kind of weird. I go, you're going to become a tour story.
No, nice. Yeah.
But I get great people. I have wonderful, wonderful experiences. I don't want to do anything else. This is it.
Where do people typically stay when they're like in Twin Falls?
So interestingly, you know, a whole new thing for me is the whole VRBO thing. Mm-hmm. So the vacation.
The Vrbos and the Airbnb. Yeah, everybody. It's so great. Like whoever thought about that, it's like, let's just make it so people can rent houses, you know, because like somebody might be like, I'm in vacation, somebody can rent out my house.
So
it's so crazy that even people just like allow that to happen. You go in there and they have all their stuff in there and you're like, well, I guess this is it, you know.
So here's the weird thing. About maybe 10 years ago in Las Vegas, before I was thinking of the tour company, I'm like, what can I do for money? You know, I'm like, I'm always thinking of something different. In Vegas, you hustle. You're always working three jobs. You're always trying to, you know, because Vegas is seasonal, so everyone's always working two and three jobs, and so your mind's always going on what's the next thing. And I thought, you know, it'd be really cool to buy a house and just furnish it out and just have people come vacation in it.
Yeah.
That's what I thought 10 years ago. Yeah. And I never did that. So now, look. But in answer to your question, I pick up at every single hotel. Mm-hmm. Locally, I think we've got 17. So I pick up at the hotels. I am door to door.
Yeah.
I bring the whole Vegas style here.
So you kind of accommodate for them. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Like,
it's like if they're staying at an Airbnb or a Vrbo or a hotel or a motel, wherever they're at.
RV park.
You'll come pick them up, huh? You're like, come on.
It's part of it. Nice. I don't want them. They have enough stuff going on their mm-hmm. vacation plans.
Yeah.
I want it to be super easy. I always say, just get your shoes on and let's go.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
And you're close too.
And you're close too.
It's not Vegas. So, and you're close too.
And you're, and you're, yeah, that would be a weird, crazy tour itself.
No, I accommodate them. That's what it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to bring like a level of customer service to this town in my industry and the tour industry that that people haven't seen or are not used to. And yeah. I will tell you, that's one of the one thing that most often I hear is like, oh, you pick us up, we don't have to meet you. I'm like, nope.
Yeah, we'll come, you'll come and get them. Do you ever envision, you know, when I see like, imagine like a tour, I see like, I envision like a bus with no top and then you driving around and then
that's
saying,
hilarious.
Yeah.
So and, those are called, those are hop on, hop offs. They have a, yeah. Oh my gosh, what are those called? They're double decker.
They're like a double decker. Yes, yeah. So you got the main floor and then the top one, and then you can kind of see.
That's a terrible job.
Well, I was thinking, I was like, it would be so crazy if you were like driving around and giving the tour, like, okay, this is where Arnell's podcast studio is. Just imagine in the front, you know.
I will say that. When I come down here, I'll say
that. Yeah, you can go downtown, and then you're like, this is Milner's Gate, this is that. And it'll be so interesting.
Oh my gosh, what are those called? Okay, so those are called Big Bus. Mm-hmm. That's the Big Bus company. They have them in a lot of big cities. Actually, they have them all over the world. And if I had to guess, I would think that they came actually from a European idea here, but don't quote me on that.
Yeah.
So I do not want to stand, and you cannot drive the bus and tour. So yeah. There's a guide upstairs, yes. And then there's somebody bus driving.
Bus driving.
It would be insane.
Two people, for sure.
Yeah.
My friend went onto this duck tour or something like that. It's like a duck boat. I don't know if you ever heard of this.
Of course. One of them sank.
One of them sank.
My family went on. I'm like, no one of them
sank. Like, that's crazy. It's like a bus or a car that
it's
goes.
It's like an amphibious vehicle.
Yeah. What, you know, I think you need one of those.
No.
Yeah. Imagine you had that and you just go into the Snake River and you just take him up the...
Yeah, I'd have to let Paul know.
Yeah.
I'd have to let Abel, hey, we're going to be doing an amphibious ride today, so just, you know.
That would be so cool. You got to look into how much one of those duck boat is. Maybe you just buy one and you hope it doesn't go down. You know, make sure everybody's
wearing... not my fantasy to hope anything like that.
So. Yeah, you're like, all right, well, hopefully nobody goes down. Sign your waivers here.
Sign waivers.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, that's that way, you know, you're all covered and so forth. But that would be so cool. Imagine you're just like giving a tour and then you just get on the Snake River, then you take them to like wherever.
You would have a corner on that market for sure.
Yeah, I always was trying to get people like, I'm like, we need like a Made in Mist, you know, in Niagara. Made of the Mist. Yeah. Have you ever done that?
I was terrified.
You were terrified of that? I always wanted that here in Twin Falls, you know, but the problem that we have is Pillar Falls.
We have Pillar Falls. So
Pillar Falls is messing everything up.
Yeah. So the closest thing we have to that, I would have to say, is the
AWOL
adventure stuff and their water sports stuff, where I think they've actually done, I know they have. They have new things where they actually paddle all the way up or.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're like the adventure.
I'm the land girl.
And then Paul is like
the water guy. He's
itself.
Aquaman.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hopefully Paul sees this and we're like, hey, Aquaman. I got to get in touch with Paul. I got to get him here so he can talk about all the stuff he does and so forth.
Oh, he hasn't been here,
huh? I know. He's so busy with doing scuba diving. Yeah. He's either certifying people to be scuba dived. He's either diving with them or he's running the shop. He's so busy. Like, it's like finding like an hour of his time is really tough, you know?
You have to hunt him down. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't see him that often, but I do talk to him from time to time for, you know, professional questions. But I did approach him recently.
Yeah.
And our family is... thinking about doing scuba diving lessons. It's going to be my next hobby.
I got into that as well too. The scuba diving is so much fun. You get certified, and once you get certified, then you can go anywhere in the world to dive and so forth.
Yeah, and so that, and I talked to him about that, mm-hmm. and so that's going to be. I mean, hiking's my gig for sure.
Yeah,
and but I also want to explore under the ocean. And this doesn't sound crazy. I want to pet a shark.
You want to pet a shark?
I do. And first, a sea turtle. I'll start mellow.
Yeah. What if? Yeah. You don't. Yeah. you don't want a shark to attack you. You know,
sharks don't attack people, though. This is a misconception.
What? No. I'm pretty sure they do.
They misbite.
They misbite.
Yes, okay. They don't attack people. We taste gross to them. We don't taste like fish and seals.
I have seen Paul show me some videos, and there's like 20 sharks circling around him, and he's down in the bottom, right. And he's just looking up, and I'm like,
that is so cool. So they don't attack.
Mm-mm. Well, the good news is if you do any kind of scuba diving, it might be possibly at Box Canyon or Blue Heart or something like that. But there's no sharks there. I can guarantee you that. I've seen this, you know. You should definitely do that.
I'm going to.
What he does is he does something called Discover Scuba. Uh-huh. And then it's like you just show up to Banbury Hot Springs. Yep. And then you get to try scuba diving in the pool there. Yep. It's only like 10 feet or so forth, you know. But
Did you do it?
Oh, yeah. Anytime he's doing that, I just go over there just for fun. So that way I get to practice some of the, you know, scuba diving stuff. Like, you know, because you got to be able to take off the regulator out of your mouth. You got to be able to, like, clear your mask. There's a whole process to it.
All without panicking under deep water. All without
panicking itself. It's like scuba diving is like just controlling your emotions and your fear and so forth. Just having that under control itself and just being calm. And like just accepting, you know, what's happening and so forth. But it's very interesting. You gotta for sure do it.
I'm going to do it. I just talked to him about it. And so my son and daughter-in-law, I'm trying to get them involved too. And they said, yeah, we were talking about that. Because I said, I'm going to start scuba diving. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
You know, just for something more exciting.
And I feel like with your guys' companies, like he's probably referring people to you and you're referring to him.
We have a lot of the same customers.
Yeah. Because like you're sending him people.
Yeah.
And then it's like he's sending you stuff for them to go ahead and kind of do on land or so forth.
It's exactly what happens. I get people on board often during the tour season, and they'll say, "Oh, we're going to go down and do the boat ride," and I'm like, "That's awesome!" Yeah, I used to do boat tours in Las Vegas in front of the Hoover Dam.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I know exactly. Like, you know, I knew his boats would be super popular.
Yes,
and so my group of people. Is not necessarily some of them. So I want to make sure I say this right. I have maybe a different group that might not be kayaking, you know, necessarily. And so the majority of my people would be taking land tours, but those people would also be getting on a boat.
Yes.
And so, so when I do the city tour, we do go over to the visitor center and the IB Prime Memorial Bridge, and we walk out to the middle. And that's a place where I can go out there and go, all right, so here's what's going on down in Centennial Park. We've got this and this and this, and, you know, contact this company. And yeah.
I have a brilliant idea for you.
Good.
Would you be open to this? Okay,
Everybody's got a brilliant idea for me. Yeah. What is it?
So this would be an ad, all right? We make like a cool ad for you, right?
Okay.
But it's you.
No. I don't like this already.
On the bridge, and you say something, and then you jump off the bridge, you know? That'll be part of the video itself. You jump off the bridge.
Why? Why must I jump off that bridge?
So that way you can kind of say, and then you can come down and we'll do some tours, you know, walking tours. Uh-huh. And we can figure it out.
And don't just see it. Jump it.
Don't see it. Jump it. Yeah, there you go. Or something like that too. Imagine that.
I imagine not doing that. I'm like terrified.
I think it would be great because here's why. You would have this whole shock factor like
me. I would be shocked.
Well, yeah, you too, but imagine how great that video would be, because it's like, here's a tour guide that's gonna give me a tour, and she just jumped off the bridge.
Then they're gonna be scared to go on my tour.
No, I think they'll probably find that very entertaining and very interesting.
So I will entertain that, and I will tell you
We have Sean Chuma, and we have this other guy that also does base jumping. So you can kind of say, and I also did that too. So I think this summer, I think you got to do that. And then that'll be part of your video, promo video itself. Just imagine.
Know. I do imagine just all imagine the time.
How, just imagine how cool that would be. Like, and it would be also shot on an Insta 360 camera. So that way you'd be holding like a stick.
Okay,
right?
So I hope everybody hears you trying to sell this to me. Okay?
No, you're going to love it. So you would have the Insta 360 stick sticking out, and it'll disappear the stick, and then you'll just jump off, and then it'll be amazing
just
footage.
Jump off. That little phrase right there. Just jump off.
Yeah.
I mean, I talk about this on tour with my people, and
do you guys see the base jumpers? What do they say when they see the base jumpers? It's probably like a thing that they've never seen before.
So they've seen it on TV almost 9 out of 10 times when I say okay, and so I don't advertise it on tour because in case there aren't base jumpers.
Yeah.
So it's like
you never know when they're gonna be doing it.
And so it's way more exciting to just have them be there,
yeah.
You know, because I've said it before, and of course, Murphy's Law, you know, you go there and you're like, oh, this is
nobody's jumping today.
So it doesn't, you know, it's not a good idea.
That's why you got to jump every time you do a tour.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Be right back. Yeah.
No. Be right back. And then you jump off, and then that's how you do it.
They love it. So they love it. And I promote the base jumpers all the time to the best of my abilities.
Yeah.
I don't really talk to them that much because they're kind of, you know, when they're getting ready They are in the zone, and I'm not, you know, I don't want to be like, so, hey, you know,
how's it going?
Are you scared, you know, or whatever? So I kind of
think this jump is going to be good for you, you know?
I can't even believe you went there. So yeah, all the jumps are good, but people, they do love it. They have seen it on TV, most of them. One of the funniest things, like you asked about stories, like, so one of the funniest things that I do is like we'll be pulling up to the visitor center to do the last part of our tour before we head back to the hotels, and you know, and say, oh, there's base jumpers, and they're headed to the bridge, and so I just swing into that parking lot right there by the very corner under the bridge, and I'm like, okay, get out, and run over there, and they're like shocked, and they're like, get out, and they start running.
And then they're like, oh, okay, we got to see this happening.
And they say, oh, come
every time they jump, I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, shoot open, safe.
Yeah.
You know?
So sometimes when they're doing a tandem, so they'll see them, they stand on this little board.
Yeah.
And you and I know that the edge of that bridge doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It's just like the 2 inches wide.
Yeah.
And somehow they've got some boards sticking out there, and they've got some person strapped to the front of the railing.
That's going to be you.
Yeah, I know. It's just when you say, can I imagine? I'm like, yeah, I totally can imagine. I would die. I would be like so scared.
I think you would love it.
And I saw Sarah do it.
Yeah, I did it too.
You did?
I did it too because she did it first. And then
she was awesome. Her video was awesome.
Yeah, so I figured that would be great video footage for you as well too. We can.
I know. I'm so sure we can come up with something besides me jumping off the bridge. That would be exciting and more befitting to my brand.
I think that would just be the wow factor that you need to just like, you're like, wow, I can't believe I did that. You know, I think that'd
be
so
cool. What if I pass out?
No, you won't pass out. Nobody passes out.
I would pass out.
I think you'd probably love it. You should for sure do it with David or Sean Chuma.
Okay. Yeah. Did they tell you to try to talk people into doing
it? I always try to convince everybody to jump off the bridge itself at least once. Or have you ever done skydiving?
No.
You've never done skydiving?
I am petrified of that kind of... That's why I have a land tour company.
Let's have a land tour company. You're like, I like to be on land,
yes,
not flying through the air to get to the land itself. You're like, no, we're going to have to pass on that.
I'm serious, though. I might scare my
people. Kylie, the girl upstairs, you know, that works at the retail, she said she's going to go ahead and do it this summer itself. So I'm like, great, we got one. So I'm trying to get everybody on board.
So I know that you want me to do that, and I'll just know that you want me to do that.
I'm like, hey, you're here. Let's get you strapped up, and then you'll just do it really quick.
So I'm just going to get somebody that has like red hair and a green shirt.
You should
get a double.
Yeah, you should get a total double. You're like, hey guys, I'm going to go jump off the bridge, and then we just give the same t-shirt to somebody else. We give it to Kylie, and then it make it look like it's you, you know? And then you're like, that was me. I totally did it.
Totally did it, man. It was awesome.
So. What about, let me ask you this question. So I guess... Whereas I had an idea that I was going to tell you something else. Where are these people typically coming from? Are they from, California, Utah? Where are they coming from? And what are they typically doing here in Twin Falls, Idaho itself?
So I'm glad you asked that question. So 100% of my business right now is U.S. because of all the travel stuff that's been going on.
Yeah.
They come, I just did a tour 2 or 3 days, 2 days ago, and they were from Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
And I have Texas, California, Oregon, Washington, you name it. It's all United States, Nebraska, Oklahoma. Yeah. Florida's a great one. I love the Floridians. I love them all.
Yeah.
My Floridians come and they like to spend a lot of time. So they'll say, I'm going to book a tour. And I say, oh, stay for 3 days. We can do this, this, and this. And so they will. And so, yeah, so they come from every single state.
So they're coming from everywhere.
They're coming from everywhere. It's
and how did they typically hear about Twin Falls? Why are they here? Are they for a convention of something? Do they have some kind of business that they have here? Why are they visiting?
So I just toured a woman who is here as a contract nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she's out here for a couple months, and she's hopefully going to travel on a couple more tours with us.
Yeah,
and so she's here on a contract through St. Luke's, I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but I don't know how they find us. Sometimes they're going through Yellowstone or up to Boise.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like Idaho's got a lot of publicity lately, and Twin Falls, for some reason, people are coming here or noticing, you know, maybe for Shoshone Falls and stuff.
Yeah. Well, it is like the Niagara of the West.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, it is not running. No water.
No,
so,
it's
so it's
not.
Like, it's even affecting you. I feel like you need the water.
I need the water so bad. So I tell the people that, though.
Mm-hmm.
So they will still take the tour. But I have to preface it, you know, in the fall and then through the winter and even right now waiting for the spring.
Yes.
I was out there just the other day and there was like 3 waterfalls, but nothing like our, you know, our wonderful spring falls.
Yeah.
But I have to tell them, you know, I kind of wait because I never know. Like there's been years where water has come earlier than what most people consider the tour season.
Yeah, even in winter, sometimes they just let go a bunch of water and it's like, whoa, it's, but that's like excess water itself.
Mm-hmm.
So you typically tell them. Like,
I have to, yeah.
Yeah, because like you want to put their expectations right off the bat because like if they're envisioning like this crazy water
which
flow
they
itself.
Do. And,
you
at
know,
Christmas. So they call me. So they do. I had a man call me and from Sun Valley and he was going to fly in on a private jet with his family.
Mm-hmm.
And it was during the holidays and he wanted to see Shoshone Falls. And he ended up not doing that because I said, you know, he said his wife really wants to see these falls. And I said, okay, well, they're not falling right now.
Gotcha.
But I don't want to not show the people the city.
Yes.
There's so much more on the city tour. Obviously, the big attraction is Shoshone Falls.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so much more if they're here anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so I say, hey, you know, we can go out there. This year, I got locked out. We had so much snow.
Oh, yeah.
That it was closed for a lot of the winter. And
yeah, they block off the gate and then you can't go down there because it's too slippery.
It was ice and snow like that much. So, you know, we still do the tour, but I created a new tour. So at the end of the season last year, I created a scenic adventure out in Hagerman Valley. It's called Off the Beaten Path.
Mm-hmm.
And so if people try to book the city tour and I call them and I say, hey, you know, the falls aren't going, but if, you know, I've got this other amazing tour that, you know, that is going to have waterfalls.
Yeah.
And of course, cause we do the scenic byway and there's waterfalls galore. There's Ritter Island, all of that stuff.
Yeah. Well, that waterfall is going all the time.
All
so if somebody's wanting to see like a waterfall that's year round, they'll be typically going to Ritter Island or Box Canyon,
which I do on that tour.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so I'm able to like say, hey, you know, this tour's, you know, we can do this tour totally. I'll show you everything, but you might want to try this tour. So it's been a really nice way to promote this last tour. So,
I also see a lot of people like, and again, you know, with Box Canyon, they'll go to the wrong place, you know, like some regular people, like just visiting or so forth. They always go to the wrong place. Like, so they put a sign like Box Canyon, no access this way. And they go all the way to the end. And they're like, is this where Box Canyon is at? Like, no. So I feel like with you being there so many times, you're like, let me show you where Box Canyon is.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a sign. Okay. So you end up on someone's property that it says, actually, I think it was for Ritter Island, which is on the same road.
Yeah.
And so it says, if you GPS to get to this
GPS will lead them to the wrong location
they're like,
sometimes.
Turn around. Yeah. Totally.
It's so crazy. I almost was like, how did you like mess this up? But again,
Box
people.
Box Canyon, that's pretty easy to find.
Yeah, but again, it's so crazy. People will get lost out there itself, depending on the GPS too much itself, you know? So
you just turn right at the bathtub.
The bathtub.
There's a bathtub.
Oh, no, there is a bathtub.
There's a bathtub on the side of the road.
And even like winter itself, they've got eagles out there.
Okay, so, yes.
Yeah, have you seen these eagles? Have you seen these eagles?
Oh, no, I wasn't allowed in there, so.
Well, it's on private property, so like the tree, the eagle tree itself.
Okay, so, yeah. So the eagle tree I have seen, but it's way far away.
You have to have a really good zoom lens to be able to.
And there's no guarantee.
Typically, in winter, I would say it's there most of the time there.
But there's nowhere to park, so you're on the highway.
Yeah.
So I would never take people there on a tour.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but here's what happens. So in Box Canyon, the eagles also migrate and mate in there.
Yeah.
And so unbeknownst to me, this year, you know, because this tour is new.
Yes.
And so I'm rolling out there, and it's all gated off. So to make a long story short, I got a hold of the ranger after that, and he's like, he's like, it's mating season. We've got 140 eagles out there. You can't go in there unless you walk. And, you know,
and you're like,
why people can't? It's a mile walk.
Yeah.
So
before then, there used to be like a crazy dog that would jump and try to chase you.
That's what I told people too. I said, this is a dirt road. And I go, the worst part about it was that farm dog.
Comes out of nowhere. It's like, I have my dog on leash. And then it's like, it's crazy. Yeah. But I like that you just like, do people do the whole walk, or are they just there to see the observatory and things like that? What do you typically do there, I guess?
Okay, so that one's a scenic adventure. And so unlike some of my other tours where we actually get out and do hiking, this tour is designed to pack a lot into 4 hours.
Oh, okay.
And so they get out. So we drive down that road. They finally paved that road, which is lovely.
Yes, good call on there.
Oh, my gosh.
That was like a game changer for that place.
Totally. It's what put it on my tour.
Yeah.
It's
also handicapped accessible too.
Handicap, you can get a school bus in there. There's RV parking in there over on that side. So on that particular tour, I think it's the first place that we go, if I think correctly. And so we just get out and we go over to the observatory platform.
Yeah.
And we just do photographs and just what they're looking at. We talk about the springs and why they're down there and how they got there and where the old waterfall used to be.
Yes.
And it's a really, really cool start to the tour because it's so scenic, and we get them on the edge of the lava rocks after they've signed that waiver. And then we do.
You get to sign the waiver. Yeah.
Yeah.
Waiver is very important.
Yeah. So that's what we do on that one. But personally, that's one of my very favorite places to hike.
Oh yeah. 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 It's a Box Canyon itself. I never knew about Box Canyon until somebody was like, you gotta check this place out, and then I was like, this place is amazing, and there's the clear water and everything like that.
Have you done the whole loop?
I've explored Box Canyon like every angle you can possibly. I've been even, you know the pools that people like look
the
over,
beach.
Like the two pools down there. You know, I've been down in there.
Nice.
And then sometimes people get stuck down there because they don't know the way to get down or so forth. It's very risky and so forth going down there because you're like almost going, you know, like through these crazy spots. So I usually tell people, just look at it. You know, like sometimes you gotta, you know, figure out people's like adventure levels.
Limitations
or so forth. Yeah. You can kind of gauge of what people can do and what, you know, some people should do or so forth. What's the best part about like doing these tours itself for you, I guess?
Number one, I get to go on vacation with everybody every single day.
Yes. Yeah. So it's like you're on a vacation every day.
Every single
day.
And they're so fun. And that's what I do. That's why I do. I love it. I love the people. I love showing them stuff. But I'm on their vacation.
And yes.
Everybody's happy. No one comes out grumpy, you know.
Nice.
So yeah, I don't have to deal with that.
Nice. Yeah, that's so you're like you basically become part of everybody's vacation, and you're just like, let me just show you around, so forth.
Probably on mantles all over the world.
Is there any favorite guest that you remember, like, oh, this was the best guest? Well, maybe we shouldn't single one person out, but is there anybody that kind of stands out? You're like, this was a great person. I wish they could come back again or so forth.
They're all great for different reasons. You'll notice I'm tensing it.
Yeah, you're like, you want to kind of keep it safe.
Because if they see this, you're like, I love them all. So, I'll just go like recently, So I get the opportunity to do bucket lists. Okay. I'll get people, and I had this fantastic family of five.
Okay.
And it was one of their relatives that booked the tour. In fact, they bought the tour out for 3 days.
Okay.
So they bought in three tours. We ended up in Craters of the Moon.
Mm-hmm.
And they had five family members. And the man was 80 years old with his wife.
Yes.
And Idaho was his 49th state. He had been in every other state, and he had one more state to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so he did three tours with me and with his family. So that was fabulous. And, so that was super fun to be a part of that.
Yeah. Just like you just become part of their family too. Cause then you're like the person that knows the area, and you're just kind of like,
and you have to make sure that they have a good time. You know, it's like they spend a lot of money, you know, traveling and stuff. So
you're almost kind of like their entertainment as well too.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, you gotta be able to integrate with anybody.
Essentially. That came from Las Vegas.
Oh, okay. So you must've talked to, how many people would you say you must have talked to, like, thousands?
Somebody just asked me that. One of my tour guests just asked me that, and thousands.
Thousands of people itself. I feel like if you talk to so many people, then you start becoming, like, much better communicating with them, and...
Well, if you say something they don't like, and you're like, oh, that was the wrong thing to say, you're like, okay, so, oh my gosh, yeah. And so you just learn to, like, kind of segue, because if they're kind of calculating what you just said, like, kind of just by mistake, you're like, okay, so you just really learn to, like, change the subject and roll with it to make sure everybody's
happy and so forth. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can see that, you, especially coming from Vegas itself, you probably talk to even just thousands of people there
every
too.
Every country in the world.
Yeah.
Every country in the world. And the cool part about what I do here in Idaho is everyone's not showing up on my truck with a hangover.
I used
to pick them up straight out of the casino for like a 14-hour day at Grand Canyon in 110-degree weather. Those were special days.
Those, it was like an egg being, fried itself. And what got you started to do these tours in Vegas itself? You know, like, when did you wake up and then were like, I want to do tours?
I know exactly the moment.
Yeah, what triggered it? Let's hear this.
Okay, so I was, I did shuttle work.
Okay.
I'm a single mom in Las Vegas raising two boys. So just I worked on golf courses. I was doing shuttle work for, at the airport, which was horrible work. And, you know, just first, I'm not very big and sort of pick up luggage. So I was doing shuttle work. The shuttle company that I worked for owned, they had a limousine division.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would also do limo work.
You would drive a limo?
I'm a limo driver.
You're a limo driver.
I did shuttle, limo, transportation. I had a CDL. I could do all that stuff. So I was in a limousine, which is super boring. Everybody thinks limousines are great. Personally, I mean, you see me. I have a lot of energy sitting in a limo waiting for people to party for 5 hours. I did party buses in Vegas, too.
Oh, really?
Those were the worst. Those were just the worst, yeah. People just, yeah. So anyway, I was doing a limo run, and I had a party at one of the casinos, and I was because you pick up underneath all the time in the private areas, and I was so bored, and... this truck rolled up, this tour vehicle, this amazing looking, custom built vehicle rolled up, and the tour guide was a man.
Yeah.
He got out and he had his safari hat on. The truck was covered in mud. Everyone was dirty. He was having a good time.
You're like, what happened here?
And he was getting money, and all the people were like, that was great. And I just sitting there in my black and whites, and I took one look at that scenario and I said, that's what I want to do right there. And the next day, I called a friend that was kind of like a survivalist guy, and I said, take me out in the desert and teach me 10 of these animals and 10 plants you can eat, and just something that I can pass an interview with this company, because I knew they were going to ask me what my experience. I had no experience at all.
And you saw this scene happening in front of you, and then you're like, that's what I want to do in my life itself.
And that is where it all started, and that's exactly what I did, and I got hired.
Nice.
I was one of the only women that worked for this. I was one of the only women that was doing this job at this company.
That's so cool. So yeah, you saw something and you're like, that could be my life. And then you just basically shifted things that you were doing, and then bam, you made it happen.
I did.
That's interesting. And then now you're bringing that here to Twin Falls
itself.
I made
my own company. Yep.
That's awesome. Yeah, what an interesting backstory, just to kind of seeing how all of that originated. Where do you see the company kind of going forward in the future itself? What are you thinking you're wanting to go ahead and do with it? What's the big picture?
So right now I need another vehicle. Mm-hmm. So the immediate big picture is to hopefully
get another vehicle.
And one other vehicle, because I always want to do the small group. So even if I have families that have like 10 or 11, which I did last year, I was overbooked for seats, and then they would just come with me to a place, and I would just give them a little bit of money off, and they would travel with me. It was kind of crazy that they were willing to do that. So I need another vehicle, but I'm going to keep another SUV. So it'll always be like that. And then I have about 5 other tours that I want to do.
I feel like you're like, there's so much that you're like, now this is a tour here. You're like, people need to see this. When does something become a tour? When you see something like, this is such a cool place or so forth, how do you figure out like, this is a tour?
I have experience like with what people would like. And this is, people ask me that all the time. So if you're hanging around with me, you're either taking a picture, like in the beginning, taking a picture or traveling beside me or giving me your opinion. But it goes like a movie in my head. And so when I see a place, yes, I can create a tour in my head. And my friends will say, do you want me to take notes what we're doing? I'm like, nope, I got it all in my head. So I have like about 4 or 5 other tours to do.
Yeah.
But I need more people here, because I don't want to have 2 or 4 people on a tour. And because I have too many tours, we need more tourists here to know that we have this product, this thing, you know, that we've got all these things to do here. So I kind of need the town, the tourism to grow a little bit more.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I'll do more tours.
Yeah. 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 We try to, you know, we obviously want, you know, people, you know, like people visiting essentially here, they're bringing money to the economy itself, because they're gonna go ahead and go shop locally here somewhere
and eat
and so forth, and that money basically is gonna be obviously paying, you know, for employees that are working and so forth. So it's like I feel like, you know, having tourists come and, you know, experience town is great for the city itself, because it employs everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I want to go out though. Like I want to go, there's some places I want to go. I want to create a couple more full day tours and I don't want to give those away at this moment.
Yeah. But you're like, I'll keep this for myself for the website.
All in my head. And I have files actually, but, yeah, so with another vehicle, I could actually go on a full day tour and then leave the other vehicle in town to do the half day tours like that. So, that would be the future. It's endless. I did 11 tours in Vegas. So I was trained on 11 different tours. So I know it's possible to have that much information in your head and actually be able to go do those. At least possible for me.
Yeah. I'm like, so how do you not get confused? Like, oh, you're doing this tour, and then you're like, get it all confused or anything like that.
I can do it just like that.
Nice. Yep. Nice. Well, let me just see. Yeah, what else do you think we need to kind of let people know about? Is there anything else that pops up into your head that you're like, people need to know about this?
About Big Green Adventure Tours?
Big Green Adventure Tours.
Yeah, you know, just it's awesome. It's an awesome company. It's super fun. We're very professional in our company. It's all about our tourists. It's all about our guests. We accommodate to them, or we accommodate them as much as possible.
Yeah.
And it's really just about, if you book with this company and you go on tour with this company, we guarantee that you will have the best time that we can possibly offer. I've never had anybody ask for a refund. We got caught in a hailstorm. That was automatic refund. Like, they didn't even have to ask on that one.
But like crazy ice
at
storm?
At Durkee's. Yeah, we got caught. It like ripped through. And
Well, the weather here in Idaho changes.
Just like that.
It was like that. It's like sometimes I'll see like sunny, snow.
That's what happened.
Gone, and then hail.
We were in the back of Durkee's, and you know there's no getting out. And I'm like, and then we had a flash flood come down. I'm like, hey, run. And we had to like,
oh my gosh, run. What an adventure
it
that
was. Bad. But so skip that part. We can edit that part out. I don't want anyone. So that's not going to happen. But yeah, with our company, the whole goal is just to make it better and better. We keep our vehicles super nice.
Yeah, I did a whole video with you. You and I did I went on a tour with you. We did it. We first showed up at the visitor center. Then we were at Durkee's Lake. It's like a, And you were kind of like touring me around, yep. which was great because I was like, ah, this is so nice because I would typically be driving yeah. around here and it was
and
nice.
And that's the other thing. A lot of the, you know, the men enjoy, or whoever the women might be driving on the road trip here, mm-hmm. they get that relief. I hear it from the guys all the time. They're like, oh, they can finally just relax.
Finally relax when you yeah. have somebody driving you around. Yep. You don't have to kind of think where yep. you're going because you'll just take them there essentially.
Yeah. So, but that's the thing with this company. I will always strive. And even when I first set it up, it's just, it's all about that customer. I want it just to be easy for them. They're going to get a professional tour that's organized with accurate information. And mm-hmm. I ask them, what do you want? You want to take pictures? Do you want history? Do you want geology? This is their tour. It's not my tour. Mm-hmm. It's not scripted. I have to be ready for any of their questions.
Yeah, you almost have to be improvising at all times.
I study all the time.
And then you're pulling knowledge from your yeah. head that you've basically acquired, and you're like, oh, and then we're
I
here.
I study all the time. Yeah, like because every time I get on board, they ask me something different. And right now I'm doing an emphasis on agriculture here because it is my one of the things I don't know a lot about. And mm-hmm. so I started really getting into the websites. Yeah, yeah.
Researching all of that. Yeah, I feel like the more you know, that the better these tours essentially yeah. get because you're providing... Because like the amount of hours somebody would have to go ahead and research, they don't have time for that. But like yeah. you, this is your job essentially. Yeah. So you're basically gathering all of that info and then you're just passing it off to... Yeah. Other people itself. So people, again, can book the tour on the website.
Online.
They can call you as well,
they
too.
They can totally call me. They can contact me through the website.
Through Facebook as mm-hmm. well, too.
Yep, and I would encourage them to go to our Facebook page. I've been doing a lot of work on that. Mm-hmm. Instagram, I'm still getting used to working on Instagram.
Figuring out photos and yeah. you know stories and things like that.
Yeah.
And so much to do with social media itself.
Yeah, and just if you are, you know, if you see this podcast and you are local, share it out. Let everybody know that this company is here. I can walk into so many places right now. Happens every day and they don't know.
And even a lot of locals, they don't know about some of these places or so forth. So I feel like even you can, even if you got a few local people to go ahead and do a book a tour with you, to have somebody teach them about the history or so forth, I think it's a great benefit for everybody.
So one of the things that I do, and we haven't talked about yet, is I do something called a FAM tour. Mm-hmm. And it stands for Familiarization Tour. And it is offered to the hotel employees mm-hmm. Or anybody, I'm trying to think who else it would be, but I really cater a lot to the hotel employees, and they are able to come on a tour of their choice as long as that tour is going out
yeah.
on whatever day. We just set it up when there's a seat available, and they go for free. And
oh,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's
so
awesome.
And it's yeah, it's specifically for employees to go and experience it because, mm-hmm. you know, they're front end and people say,
they can recommend that yeah. Tour or so forth. That's awesome. Yeah. I know you also do like this wine tour. Yeah. Tell us about this wine tour itself. That sounds like a great time. Plus, you're like driving around, you know, driving us around or so forth. So
the ride home is like always wild. Yeah. But the wine tour is actually really cool. So when I put the tour together, somebody mm-hmm. asked me, Denise over at the film we're in.
Oh yeah, yeah, she's probably like, this is a great idea.
Totally. And she's from Vegas too, so you know, you should do a wine tour.
I feel like even she's probably recommending people from you because
she
like,
has my brochures.
She's got your brochures. Yeah, she's got that great the Fillmore Inn.
She's the only bed and breakfast in Twin Falls. Mm-hmm. Her property is gorgeous on the inside, and she's amazing and fun and just
I've seen photos of that and I was like, this looks really cool.
Yeah,
like, it's like how did they set this up? Like
I would have no idea, but she's got it going on over there.
Nice.
So she's the only one in town. Mm-hmm. But she's the one that said to me, of course, because she's my Vegas
pal.
Yeah.
So which winery are you
guys? So this is what I did on that one. Mm-hmm. I wanted to include more than one. And I was really, it's been a whole thing here in Idaho at the beginning of this to really get people to kind of get that I'm going to be doing these tours.
Yeah.
So I was having a really hard time getting people to pinpoint down like when someone's going to be there, how would you, you know, just any of it, just to organize any of it. And the one tour company that actually could accommodate me on every level was Holzinski's.
Oh yeah, they're great.
Love them, and they are just the best to work with. And mm-hmm. so the wine tour it turned into, after weeks and weeks and weeks of trying to put it together, not getting phone calls back, from wineries up north a little bit and just trying to include several people in the wine tour, I finally just said, okay, well, we're going to do a scenic adventure and wine tasting tour. So on that one, we actually head out to Malad Gorge because that's always beautiful and flowing and, you know, and then we go down the back way and we do the whole Hagerman Valley and then up the River Road.
Yes.
I think it is called River Road. And then we end up at Holzinski's and then we do...
try out their wines.
Yeah, and enjoy their property and, and that kind of stuff. And then from there, we head back through Buell so we could see that town as well and then back. So that's the wine tour. But they've always got something fresh going on out there, meaning like new wines or new packaging. One of the things they just opened up is a new tasting room that I think it seats over 40 people. Is gorgeous.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds like a good time, man. Yeah, I feel like next tour I need to do
you
this.
You should do the wine tour. And so,
we'll do the wine tour.
It's so funny. So
you're like the DD driver, essentially.
Okay, I was just going to say, so some of my people, they're like, you should just have a glass with us.
Yeah, you're like, no.
I'm the driver.
I'm the driver.
It's just one. Yeah. Just one. I'm like, no. So I never get to drink of course, I don't drink the wine with them, but it's just hilarious because people are drinking.
They all want you to be part of the
totally part of
party
it.
Itself. Is like, but yeah. You're like, I was like, this is, we got to treat this professional, you know, I got to get you back home safe to your hotel and then,
just get to the hotel. And so, you know, one time I had a tour and, you know, you really need to take them back to where they're going to stay. You cannot drop them off at Cars, you know, cause, you know,
It's like, then they're going to be driving or so forth. It's like, I'm going to get you back to the hotel itself. Yeah. But that sounds like a great time. I know they also did something with like when the pandemic hit, they had, hand sanitizers.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if you remember like hand sanitizers.
Straight alcohol.
Yeah, straight alcohol. Yeah. Apparently.
It'll peel your skin off.
Yeah. When COVID hit, like hand sanitizers was flying off the shelves, including toilet paper, you know, like everybody, we had the whole toilet paper shortage itself. But
that's part of that. I'm a hoarder.
You're like, I need my toilet paper.
Like, we need our TP, man. Yeah. It's like, I'm a hoarder.
Yeah. but I remember they had this thing where like they were producing the hand sanitizers.
Yeah, they were selling bottles of it. They probably still do.
Yeah, they were locally made. They were also donating a lot of it too. So this is a great company, you know.
I think that thing will kill any virus on contact. That stuff is so strong. I went to one of the events out there and, you know, you're outside, you're eating cheeses or whatever they've got going on. So, you know, you want to wash your hands and it was just like, whew, it was a real strong. So I was safe.
Yeah, apparently they have barrels or like containers of this, and they were able to go ahead and bottle it or so forth. And then
they are winery, so
yeah. So I guess you need that, you know, to go ahead and make some of the products that they do or so forth.
Yeah.
So I thought that was very interesting that they were coming in and helping out the community when they were in like, you know, when the community was in need, you know, like shortages.
They're amazing. They are my absolute favorite. I'm hoping to do a lot of wine tours this year, so I'm trying to figure out some other ways. To promote it and let people, you know that it's available. It is on the website, and the price includes a scenic adventure and the samples. So, in fact, all of my prices include everything. They include tax, entrance fees, any samples if it's involved, if it's Craters of the Moon or another tour that includes lunch. Everything's included. So that's another thing I want to convey to people. When they see that price, I've never raised my price in 3 years. In fact, I'm offering discounts, even though my gas has doubled in my truck.
Oh, my gosh. Gas is crazy now. It's like... It's crazy. It's like...
It's twice as much as I paid... ever.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely affecting business, the way you operate business itself.
It's just, So I haven't changed anything. I'm not going to raise my prices. I'm hoping that, you know, through podcasts like this, maybe some more of my social media, Visit South Idaho advertising, Southern Idaho tourism, all of that just really brings more business to me so we can do these tours with more people on board. I don't want to raise prices. It's already hard enough for people right now.
Oh yeah. 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 But sometimes I almost feel like you have to because it's like affecting your bottom line itself, you know?
I don't have a lot of overhead. So I do the tours myself and then I will only have like one other tour guide probably come on in June. I only have the one tour vehicle. Mm-hmm. So, and I've survived COVID and I learned not personally, but just the business aspect of that. Mm-hmm. And I learned a lot of lessons where I would have spent a lot more money like on on different things like employees and, you know, just different things. So I just, now my whole nature is to be real low overhead because you can really wipe yourself out. Now look, now we have gas prices going up. Now COVID's over and everyone's traveling. Now we've got inflation and gas prices. It's like, thanks.
Yeah, yeah. There's always something happening, I feel like. It's always shifting and so forth.
We're keeping our prices as low as we can.
Yeah, that's, and then, you know, I think a lot of people probably appreciate that as well, too. And then they're seeing that, you know, like a lot of people will be probably raising prices and so forth going with the inflation itself, but you're sticking there because you want them to go ahead and have the experience itself.
I do. And, you know, and I can stay in business like this. It'll just, you know, I'm used to tightening the belt and, you know, if it comes down to where it's a critical thing, then I would have to change that plan. But right now, my theory is just, I want it just to be, I don't want to do that. You know, I don't want less people to come.
Yeah.
You know
you
what
wanna,
I mean?
You want more people to book it and stuff like that.
Yeah, I want people to come here to our town.
Yeah, because I feel like if you were to raise prices like crazy or so forth to accommodate for inflation and so forth, maybe they wouldn't be coming as, you know, so it feels like you're kind of like, you know, keeping it still affordable for people and things like that.
I do. And I do some faraway pickups. So, you know, one of the things I may be having to consider, like I pick way up in Jerome is my farthest one up at the Best Western up there. So it's about 6 or 7 miles up the highway. So 14 miles back and forth. If it came to it, I have to do like a small fuel charge for the extra mileage. But I really, really am not wanting to do that at all.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And we'll for sure need to do another video promoting the make a new kind of like an ad or
a
so
new
forth.
Commercial a from new that commercial. First one.
Yes.
That first one was an experience.
Yeah, that was we had a whole day to shoot it, so it was a lot of fun. Like I said, just you know, taking you, well, you taking me to different places and then just kind of like, okay, shoot now, go.
That was nuts. But now I'm more comfortable in front of the camera.
Yeah, exactly. You almost kind of need to forget that the camera even exists and then to be really, you know, fully into
says
it.
Says the cameraman.
Yes.
So, yeah. And so I reran the other commercial, you know, so, and you probably saw it on some of my social media. And so I'm super excited to see what your ideas are and, you
bigger
know.
And better, you know.
Yeah. And so what are you thinking?
Well, obviously the jump, you know.
Okay.
But we'll for sure.
People will think that they have to jump.
No, that's true. That's true. Yeah. We'll make it even cooler. I feel like even the current ad that you have right now, it's good. Yeah. But I feel like we can definitely even improve on it and so forth. You know, obviously, Visit Southern Idaho wants you, you know, to obviously succeed because, you know, you're kind of giving people a tour and, you know, like even having your business like this. Yeah. You know, helps people see the, you know, everything that Southern Idaho has to offer.
Yep,
itself.
And huge shout out to everybody that supported me. Visit Southern Idaho. I'm a member of the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, yeah. We were at the
Moss
Greenhouse. Yes. Yeah, that's so many cool stuff that the Chamber does too with the events that they do. Do you get a feel? Do you feel like you get a lot of value going to these?
Yes.
You meet all kinds of interesting people.
Every time I go, people go, "Oh, we have a tour company," you know, and so I do meet a whole, no one does what I do, so everything's different, you know what I mean? So everyone I meet is doing something totally different.
Yeah.
And so I do, there's a lot of value, but I will tell you, because I get all emotional about it, this town is like, this is the coolest town. I've been so welcomed here. The Chamber, Visit South Idaho, you, all the hotels, hotel management, all these people that I go to and I approach, my RV parks, everybody has just been so open and so generous and so welcoming of the idea of my company. I got Rookie of the Year 2021.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that was crazy. I couldn't even talk. I was like so emotional. And so, I mean, I come from a rough town, you know, Vegas, no one cares anything about, you know, I won't say it like that, but, you know, in business and stuff, it's like easy come, easy go. And, but here people truly care. And I wasn't used to that experience. So a huge shout out to all you guys that have just backed me up, supported me, brought me onto your podcast.
I know. Yeah, there you go. I try, you know, whatever I can to try to help everybody out or so forth. Well, I think we got enough here.
Okay.
We've got a good podcast here. again, just to make sure you visit the website, give you a call.
208-735-2268. That's our phone number.
Call, what if this video goes viral and you got millions of views now? Everybody's got your phone number.
That's the business line.
Yeah, that's the business line. You're like, yeah, I'm totally down with that.
Yeah, that's just the business line. But I want them to be able to call as well and ask their questions.
Gotcha. That's awesome. Yeah, and okay. I think you're offering a great service.
Thank
I think
you.
Anybody should visiting Southern Idaho itself should book a tour with you.
And or then, four.
Or four. Five. Or five. Yep. Book as many as you can.
And they
you
do.
Know?
I have it set up so that they can book tours. Multiple. They'll be on a they'll be on a morning tour, and I say, hey, we're going out to the ice caves. We forgot about the ice caves. And I tell them, hey, we're going out to the ice caves. We do a historic tour, and then the ice caves and Bear Claw Trading Post, and they're like, oh, what time's that? I'm like, it's 1 o'clock, so I'll drop you off, go get lunch, and I'll pick you back up. I do it all the time.
Nice, nice. Yeah, it's, I feel like, yeah. With
I got
you,
it going on.
Yeah, with you, you'll be able to experience Southern Idaho way more than yep. you can just do it yourself.
Come on, everybody,
come on down. All right, well, I think that's it. Okay. We'll go ahead and stop it here. And then, again, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
All right, that's it.